Do you ever make anything by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
Oh yeah, you can grind that liver. I make pudding out of it.
How do you make that?
Just make, grind it up and then put seasoning in it and pat it out.
Do you ever hear of people making anything out of the blood?
No, some people eat it, but I don't know how to manage. I ain't never messed with that part of it. Yeah, I've heard about it, though.
What do they call it, do you?
Blood pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I've been told, and I wouldn't want to know that. No.
Say, if you had kept butter too long and it didn't taste right, you say the butter was...
It'd be right.
Okay. And you know, when you take some milk and let it get thick...
Oh, it's not good either. It's nasty.
Well, when you do that on purpose, though, you let thick, sour milk...
Whey, you get the whey out of it.
But the thick part, you call that the...
That's the whey that comes to the top. The water goes to the bottom there. The whey part is up. You can take it out and put it on in a cup or saucer.
Mm-hmm. What about the other part?
It's whey. It ain't nothing but water.
What about
Well, you make clabber out of milk, but that ain't whey. But when you have good fresh clabber, you just take it up with a cup, just like you would sweet milk. But now when you let it stay too long, then the bottom of it goes to the whey. And the top will come up, and that's old, I call that old clabber, but it ain't good. A lot of people make things out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that bottom is the whey come out of it.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things do people make out of clabber?
Oh, I don't know. They can make, you know, a lot of, you know, people make some bread out of it. And, you know, I make biscuit out of clabber. That makes the best biscuit in the land. Good. Now, the way I used to know when I was milking the cow, I'd get it away all the week, and then about Friday, Saturday, I'd save it up and churn butter on Sunday morning. Then I'd carry my brother half of the butter, and I'd keep the hay here for my husband. Then I'd buy the buttermilk,
mm-hmm.
the buttermilk, and I'd make buttermilk out of that, a biscuit out of that when I come back from church, so it'd be hot so he could eat his butter with it.
Mm-hmm.
And pat them out, well, it wouldn't be thick in my fan, just about, say, top and bottom. Now, that's some good biscuits, believe it or not. I could eat them by myself. I just went out. And then I divide it. I carry her part of the buttermilk so she can make some good biscuit too.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I do for every Sunday. As long as I kept the cow.
Did you ever hear of people making a kind of cheese from clabber?
Yeah. In the olden times they did make cheese out of it.
What kind?
I don't know how they done it. I didn't see none of it made, but I heard about it.
What kind of cheese was that?
They call it cottage cheese, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
And the first thing you do after milking is you have to...
Strain it.
Okay. And this is something kind of like a fruit pie, only it's baked in a deep dish and it's got several layers of fruit and dough in it.
Well, I guess you could make a pie like that. But I always make my pies, I put the stuff in the pan, then I put my dough on top of it.
Mm-hmm. What other things can you make out of fruit? Maybe apples?
Yeah. Well, you can bake apples, just bake them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can make a pie of apples.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just eat them without being baked anyway. Several ways to do it.
Did you ever hear something about apple cobbler or a deep dish apple pie?
Yeah, they make it that way too, but I ain't never made none of that.
What's that?
I don't never made food with it. I just always, when I want a pie or something, I just cut it up and, you know, boil it,
mm-hmm.
and then make my pie.
Or what?
I just call it apple pie.
Uh-huh. Say someone had a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
groceries?
Okay.
His food, whatever.
And you might take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and pour it over pie?
Yeah, not nutmeg. I don't... some people might do that.
Uh-huh.
But now, my folks down here, my sister and all of them, they like cream on their pie.
Mm-hmm.
Cow cream. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you call something if you mixed a sweet liquid up, you know, cream and sugar or something, and poured it?
I just don't know what you call that stuff.